This goes to Dr. Ernest, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Timothy Hyde, H-Y-D-E, date of birth 10/27/1941. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a post-hospital follow-up for Mr. Hyde with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, ischemic cardiomyopathy, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. His last visit was October 5th of 2023, and this most recent hospitalization was in April of 2024. It was atypical chest pain that was non-cardiac in origin, and some low potassium and bicarbonate electrolyte abnormalities. He did recover well, and he's been discharged back home. He is here with his sister today. He does live alone, but his sisters do help him with some of his medical care in his home. And he has gained 6 pounds over the last 8 months. He denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He does have chronic edema that is stable of the lower extremities. No ulcerations or lesions are noted. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight that he started insulin. It's a long-acting insulin once daily. Also, he takes 60 milligram of torsemide daily for the chronic edema. And other medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 189 pounds. Pulse is 55 and regular. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 70. His neck is supple. He has bilateral jugular venous distension. Heart is regular currently with a controlled rate, slightly slow at 55. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and he has 1+ edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done April 22nd, 2024, and creatinine is 2.27 with estimated GFR of 28, calcium 8.4, sodium 136, potassium is 3.2, carbon dioxide 32, albumin was 3.3, and hemoglobin 11.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Actually, hemoglobin is 11.0. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease, 2, congestive heart failure without exacerbation, 3, hypertension, currently at goal. We've asked patient to follow a low-salt diet and to avoid excessive fluid intake. We've asked him to try to limit fluid intake for 24 hours to 64 ounces or less. We will ask him to get lab studies done every 3 months, and we gave him a copy of the lab order, the standing lab order. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.